weekly edition of Blister Podcast, blister57.com, .com. It's your latest podcast, you better get this shit done, better make it last. I got here, motherfucking blister from the past. 57 favorite weapon, yeah, we shaving off seconds, he's not wrecking the set, but he can talk about the technology, the monstrosity, he's telling the news you need, and if you wanna lose some sleep, you tune in, we got the Brad, the Bone, and the Glenn.
Alright, welcome to Bills 57, episode 23, we have Carly and Paul on. How are you guys?
Good.
Hey, how you going?
I'm going well, mate. We're going to talk about the iPad, and Carly, you're going to speak about the Great Wall of China.
Yep.
Cool. Paul, let's give a review on the iPad, mate, first up, and chat about that for a minute.
All right, we'll do.
Yep.
I'm pretty much one of the early adopters of the iPad, so obviously I've had it since, 5 days after release date, I received my actual iPad, so...
All right, mate.
This was interesting, though. When I first got it, I have to say, I've never been mesmerized by a device before. I have to say, this is definitely one thing I haven't experienced in terms of a device actually wowing me on this notion. So,
yeah.
In terms of usability, I have to say the experience is somewhat familiar but different. Obviously, if you haven't used an iPhone before, it's going to be annoying.
Yeah.
The first thing I've noticed, though, with this is that it's really simplistic. What you get with it is basically you get the iPad, you get a USB cable, and you get the AC adapter. You don't get headphones or anything like that, even though you can actually obviously put headphones and that sort of stuff into it. The main thing that's come up that I obviously a bit of a bummer was the actual fact that it didn't come with a camera. That was a bit of a bummer, but I've pretty much quickly got over that. Other than that, weight wise it's brilliant. Battery life is insane. I've gotten about 12 hours of battery life just constantly using this. That's definitely a plus in my book. Battery life on this is amazing. And that's just watching videos and streaming and doing email and just everything that you'd usually do on a computer, you just do on this. And it's just awesome.
Wicked, man.
Application-wise, I haven't found a single application that I didn't like. As such, it's a whole different experience in terms of that. The only bad thing about this is obviously because it's the US model, you won't actually be able to use your Australian iTunes account because obviously it won't work because the iPad's not here yet.
Yeah.
But you will be able... If you have a US account, it'll be easy for you to... pretty much download all the applications, that type of thing. But other than that, the overall experience, I have to say I'm pretty happy with it. I haven't had a single issue on it, which is amazing for the first iteration of an Apple product. I remember actually having the first iPhone and having all the issues in the world with heat and signal and everything else that it came along with.
All right.
But yeah, that's pretty much pretty brief.
All right.
Review on the iPhone, but it pretty much covers everything that I thought was pretty good about it.
Okay. Just a couple of questions to you, Paul. What made you buy it, mate? When it came out, what made you buy it? Like, couldn't wait until it came out in May or June?
Well, I didn't actually anticipate in actually getting it from the US. I actually got this sent to me from my aunt in the US.
Oh, okay. Yep.
So it was actually a bit of a shock to actually get one before the release.
Yeah.
But I'm glad I got one. Like, you know, I got this obviously before the delay happened worldwide.
Yeah, that delay is just really annoyed me. I was looking forward to getting one and it's just really pissed me off about it.
Well, the thing is, there's this outburst of people actually wanting to actually import it now, yeah. And the only problem is now is the worst time you could possibly import from the US, because the thing is, the iPad is sold out nearly everywhere in the US.
Wow.
So they literally don't have... If you find stock of the iPad, they're going to pretty much root you. You know, people are paying ridiculous prices, like $1,000 Australian dollars for a 16-inch.
I wouldn't pay that. No way, no.
And that's just horrible.
Yeah, it is.
You wouldn't pay that. And that's local buyers. Like, people from Australia are actually ripping us off locally.
Shit.
On eBay.
That's
interesting.
Yeah, it is. Very interesting. So when it comes out in May, what's the price going to be for us?
Well, prices won't actually be available till about May 10th,
yep.
Worldwide. So we won't actually see a single price till May 10th.
Okay.
So this will be interesting. A lot of people are predicting that you may see the 16 gig model at about a 600 price range.
Yeah, that's not bad. That's not bad for that. I would pay that for that. I would pay 600 for that.
They don't know, but they're guessing that it's going to be around the 600, 650 mark. For the 16 gig model Wi-Fi version.
Okay.
But at the moment, it's just all speculation, and no one really knows how much it's going to cost for the actual iPad in Australia, obviously.
All right. Also, you do some videos on YouTube as well, Paul. Explain to people about that, mate.
Oh, yeah. I pretty much just do videos based on technology and anything to do with gadgets.
Yep.
Anything pretty much IT related, it goes through my channel. That's been going since 2006, so it's been around for a while. I only really pushed it through in 2009 and 2010, so I only really started to really work on it during those 2 years. Well,
yep.
This year and last year. And obviously, yeah, it's expanded into a website and then a podcast, and then obviously I'm still working on getting a decent stream. Obviously, I'm still working on Ustream.
Yeah, never. I highly recommend not to use Blog TV.
Well, Blog TV was literally just a temporary solution.
Yeah, I wouldn't use it, mate. It's
until
shit.
I get my Ustream up and running.
Yeah, Ustream's 10 times better, mate. Or Justin TV. Them two, I recommend to use them two. I wouldn't use them. Blog TV, just shit.
Oh yeah, I've noticed that. Like, yeah. It's gone down so many times.
Yeah,
about audio problems.
It's
unbelievable.
Mm. But that's all right. So, what's your name of your podcast and the YouTube link for people to check out?
Well, my YouTube link obviously is pcarry12. So, www.youtube.com/users/pcarry12.
Okay.
I used to be under the whole name of Some Guy Productions before some guy on YouTube actually threatened to sue me. So I am pcarry12.
Did you just say
now.
Some guy tried to sue you for that?
Well, yeah, someone tried
for the name.
If someone actually has a name on YouTube called Some Guy Productions, and he apparently was a bit disgruntled that I actually was using his name as my title sequence. So, oh well.
So you sorted that out, mate?
Yeah, I sorted that out. He allowed me to obviously keep my videos that were already up there with Some Guy Productions on there.
Yeah.
So he didn't have a problem with that, apparently.
That's good.
So... yeah, okay. The podcast is obviously on my website, and you can find it on iTunes. It's called Tech Shop Podcast. It's fairly recent. That podcast only started this year, so there's only about 4 episodes in it.
Wicked.
But nonetheless, when I usually get time, like I try to get it done on a weekly basis. But yeah,
Is it audio or video, mate?
No, it's always podcast? Just audio because. YouTube is really just my domain for video.
Ali's typing away very loudly. All right, we'll check that out.
Alrighty,
check that out. So Carly, let's talk about this China trip, mate. What's that about?
Okay, so basically,
the Diabetes Australia Victoria runs kids camps so that kids with type 1 diabetes can learn basically independence through adventure. So they go to camps and learn how to manage their insulin levels and inject themselves with insulin if they need it, and sort of make friends and stuff because they will get bullied in school for having diabetes.
Oh, right.
So basically, yeah, they run the camps, and because the camps cost a bit of money for the kids to attend, they set up this China Challenge to help raise money for kids to go on camps. So they are trying to recruit a whole bunch of people to hike the Great Wall of China, and I'm one of them. Basically, when people do like a fun run and they get people to sponsor them, and then the money goes to the charity, it's the same sort of thing, except I'm doing a really physical challenge and hiking for 5 days on a 10-day trip. It's spread out over the time. And yeah, I need to get people to sponsor me to go to China and to hike the Great Wall so that the kids can go to camp.
That's good. Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. And what sort of things would you be doing over there, like besides walking? What sort of places would you be staying in that?
We're staying in a village for one night, and like local guest houses and stuff. So it's going to be really traditional, and it's going to be really tough because I've never been overseas before.
I haven't either.
No, never been overseas. No, so the first one's going to be pretty hardcore. We're going to do, I don't know how to pronounce all of the stuff, so I won't even try.
Yeah, that's cool.
But we'll be doing like Beijing and hiking around the emperor's tombs and all of the warriors and seeing all of that. All of the really old traditional stuff, like seeing where the wall is starting to come down and where they're starting to restore it. And yeah, there's a lot of steps in some places, so there'll be a lot of hiking upstairs and navigating around parts of the wall that are broken down. And yeah, it's kind of scary, to be honest.
Oh, really?
Because it's gonna be really tough. It's not gonna be easy at all. So yeah, I'm gonna be thinking of the kids the whole way, just so I can kind of get through. But
yeah,
yeah, it's gonna be tough.
Okay, so where can people send you donations for this?
Okay, cool. Basically, I'm raising money through Everyday Heroes, which is Everyday Hero. .com.au/CeriKS. So it's CeriKS. And I'm also doing a few fundraising activities. So I generally post about them on my Twitter account, which is Healthy Party Girl. So Healthy, HEALTHY Party Girl, but without the I. So Party GRL. And I'll post about that on my Twitter when I've got fundraising events coming up in Melbourne. So if anyone wants to come along to them, they're usually pretty sweet and involve alcohol.
Do you drink a lot?
Not heaps, but I do like a drink. But I like to be able to get up and go to dancing in the morning or the gym. So try and take it easy sometimes too.
That's cool. Do you get much into tech stuff at all?
I do. I don't have heaps of time to be really up to date on stuff, but I try to when I can pay attention to everything.
Oh, yeah. All right, cool. And what about the iPad? What do you think about the iPad?
I kind of think it is just a glorified iPhone. sorry.
Yeah,
One of my friends has a Kindle, and that looks pretty cool, and it just seems like the iPad is... Like, if I've got an iPhone and I don't see what the difference would be getting the iPad, like, if I had... Especially if I already had a Kindle, then there would be no point upgrading. Especially, I think maybe Apple should have worked on looking at maybe developing a netbook.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, they should have done that.
Yeah. Because there's
a lot of... iPad is basically a netbook.
Yeah, it is in one way.
They're trying to cross both sections of the market, and it's, yeah, I don't know. I'm at two minds about it. I'd have to actually see it and have a play with it before I made up my mind. So I guess I'll be waiting a little bit longer for that.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I'll have to wait till it comes out. If I like it, I'll buy it, but...
Yeah, exactly. I want to go, like, book time with the genius and, like, be taken through it before I make up my mind on it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just, I don't see the use for it right now. Like, they're sort of at the end of the Kindle / netbook wave. I think, you know, they've been a bit slow developing this one.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, true, yeah. What about the OS 4 for the iPhone coming out in June?
Looking forward to it. I'm a little bit disappointed that it's taken this long since the last OS update, because I'm going to be getting a fourth generation when they come out, so I'm only going to have the new one for like a month. and I've got a 3G, so I'm not going to get all of the features that 3GS is going to get. So
yeah, that's a bit disappointing. Yeah, I'm going to buy a 3GS when I get some money.
Yeah, well, it's been awesome, but it's definitely time to get a new phone.
It is, for
now,
sure.
Now my contract's coming up, and I've dropped it a couple of times.
Oh, really? You've got a crack on your screen?
Yep.
Oh, okay, that sucks.
Not too bad, though. Not like all my other friends have got completely spiderweb screens that have dropped theirs, and mine's still going strong.
That's
so
good.
Nothing's changed in the sensitivity, which is good.
That's good. Good to hear. So, what do you reckon? What do you think about the OS 4, Paul? When it's come out?
It's interesting.
It is, mate. It is.
In a lot of ways, I'd like to see what it's like. I do have access to the beta, but I haven't bothered to actually install it as yet.
Yeah.
But I am planning to actually unveil a video based on my thoughts on that soon. But yeah, that would be interesting, the beta, obviously.
Yeah, the beta, yeah, it would be interesting. But yeah, no, it should be good. I can't wait. I'm gonna have to buy a... When do you reckon this new iPhone will come out, or will it come out, do you reckon, or not?
They'll bring one out the same time as they will the last couple of years, I reckon.
Yeah, I personally think they won't, because they already put the iPad out, but I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, I don't reckon they will.
They'll do one every year. They always seem to release an iPhone during the WWDC, so...
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, they should have something going on there.
Yeah, yeah. What do you reckon they'll... What sort of design do you reckon they'll do?
Similar.
Well, it's rumoured that there's going to be a front-facing camera and some video call capabilities.
Okay.
But that doesn't seem to be apparent in the 4.0 software that to happen.
So you reckon it's worth waiting for the new phone, for the new one to come out, or what?
I reckon if you wait for the new one to come out, the old ones will be cheaper.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that always happens.
It does. Depends what you need it for, I guess.
Yeah, I suppose. I just want to use the multitasking on the OS 4.
Yeah, that's one thing I don't understand. Like, you can open all these applications, but how the hell do you close them all? They don't exactly specify that.
Don't know. There must be some way. I don't know. Then.
I want to know what the difference in data use would be if you're multitasking two online applications.
I'm not sure. What do you reckon, Paul?
Data?
Yeah.
Do you reckon you'd use more data if you've got multiple data applications on?
Are you mean on 3G and stuff?
Sorry?
Are you mean when you're browsing the internet and that?
Yeah.
Stuff
loading, if you've got stuff loading in the background.
I'm not sure. I don't think it would make any difference, I don't think. I don't think it will, to be honest.
Oh, it'll be good to find out.
Yeah, it'd be good. Are you on prepaid?
No.
Are you on a plan? I'm on prepaid. I can't go on a plan because I can't afford it, but...
Neither can I.
I like prepaid's better, because you know how much you can spend and stuff.
Yeah. I've got a cap, but I just upgraded it recently because I kept going over it with all my data.
Oh, okay.
Because way back when the iPhone first came out, and I was number 81 in line, and I was on the news, yay.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. I was 40th.
I actually pre-ordered mine from Vodafone 3 weeks earlier, so I was just there for kicks. But they only had 250 meg plans, so I've been completely burned using up I should have really had a gig the whole time.
When the iPhone 3G came out back in July 11th, it was just the plans were rubbish. Honestly,
day before my birthday, coincidentally.
Yeah. I always remember July 11th as a date that I live in infamy because I lined up for 6 hours.
It's like get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, down there, and there's already like 79 other people there. I mean, we're like, no way.
That must be crazy to do that. I couldn't do that.
Oh, I was just happy they gave us free coffee. I was going to buy one.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I couldn't be better at 4 a.m. no way.
I loved it when the because I lined up at the Telstra line, and I loved it when the Telstra people came out with the phones and said, "Do you want to have a play while you're waiting?"
Oh yeah,
like damn you!
You could have just run off with one, Paul.
Yeah. Were you at Tea Life in the city or at Chadston?
Tea Life CBD.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Yeah, Paul's in Sydney.
Not in Melbourne.
No, not in Melbourne. I'm located in Sydney now, but
are you
when
Paul?
I was back in Brisbane.
Paul, are you in Sydney or Melbourne, mate?
Sorry?
You're in Melbourne, aren't you?
No, I'm Sydney now.
Oh, in Sydney, are you?
I used to be in Brisbane, now I'm in Sydney.
Oh, okay, yep. Fair enough.
Oh, well, there you go. Could have been in the same line, but not this time.
Yeah. All right, okay. You guys want to add anything else before we go?
It'd be really awesome if some people could sponsor me for my trip, because I've got 6 months to go and I'm training really hard and I'm a little bit behind on my targets. So if anyone wants to donate, then look it up.
How much money do you need?
I need to raise $6,100 to cover the cost of my trip and the donation for the camps.
Paul, you got a blank check, mate?
Oh.
I think that's a no.
I don't think. That's cool. Yeah, that's not a lot of money, is it? I don't reckon it is.
Well, it's not heaps. If I get some, I'm trying to get a couple of like corporate sponsors and stuff. So if that'll help heaps, and I've already started getting donations from events and people. So I've got $500 so far. So 6 months to go. I'm doing okay.
That's good. So people send their money on PayPal or whatever, that link.
Mm-hmm.
Do you use PayPal?
I do have PayPal, but I think Everyday Hero accepts PayPal as well. So if you wanted to do that, then you can.
Cool. All right. Okay, so what's your Twitter addresses so people can follow you on Twitter?
Healthy Party Girl is my one that's attached to my blog. So that's Healthy Party Girl without the I.
Okay. Okay, so people can follow you on that one. And what about you, Paul? What's your Twitter address, mate?
Well, I don't have a Twitter account.
Why not?
Because I don't see the point. Sorry. I've never seen the point of actually going on Twitter.
It's a good news thing to watch news and stuff. I love it.
It's good. I don't even use my Facebook account.
It is good for networking.
I was forced into the whole Facebook thing, and I don't even log into it.
I'm over MySpace. I don't even use MySpace. MySpace is boring.
Oh, yeah, true. I logged on the other day, and I was like, what? I got like 100 messages, and it's all spam?
Yeah, true. Yeah, I've never used MySpace. Do you make any YouTube videos?
Which one of us?
Paul? Paul, when's your next YouTube video out, mate?
I made a couple last 2 days, so I'll probably be a couple of days more before I get a legit couple of videos out there soon.
Yeah, that's good, mate. So the next couple of days will be one out?
Most likely, yeah.
Good stuff. And are you gonna be back on Blog TV anytime soon, mate?
Oh yeah, I that's just I've just had so many issues with that.
I wouldn't go near it, mate.
If it shuts down, then I'll see it at some point and put it back up again.
Yeah. Also, I do want to recommend a couple of applications to you guys. There's Quick and Ustream Broadcaster. Download them too. They're free. You can stream live from your iPhone.
Awesome.
Opera Mini, brilliant application. A lot of people have been saying it's really slow and doesn't load. The pages don't load very well.
Yeah, I don't get that, because I haven't had a single issue with that. Like, I've loaded up multiple websites, and I still get it faster than Safari on the iPhone, so it's interesting how that has come about.
Yeah, it is. It isn't, yeah. I've used it once, but that's the only time I've used it, so I use Safari now, so which is good. And Foursquare, that's pretty cool. But,
I was going to say, Foursquare is one of my favourites at the moment.
I'm not really a fan of telling people where I am. I'm not a fan of that. I'm not really a fan. Are you guys, what do you think about that?
I sometimes check in under the radar. You don't have to tell people, but you still get the points.
Oh, do you?
Yep.
I don't know that.
What application is this?
Foursquare.
I've never heard of it.
Oh, man, have you been,
check
Paul?
Out foursquare.com. It's, like, pretty sweet, and I've got a whole bunch of badges.
Yeah, she has. She's got a lot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Where have you been, Paul, anyway, mate? You've been under a rock.
Why? do I sound like I've just woken up?
I thought you would have known about Foursquare, but apparently you don't.
Oh, Foursquare is huge.
It's huge.
Was it Friday? Was Foursquare Day? Because it was the 16th of the 4th. So Foursquare. They had all these competitions for free coffee and people trying to get the Swarm badge and stuff. So that was kind of cool, but I missed out. Except I got the Foursquare Day badge. So that's all right.
That's good. Very good. Okay. All right. Well, we'll wrap this podcast up. So make sure you check out them links. What are your links again, guys?
So we've got twitter.com/healthypartygirl. And my blog is at jadechai.wordpress.com. Okay. And that's got information for my China trip as well.
China trip. Okay. Good stuff. And what about you, Paul? What's your YouTube link, man? Again, for people to check out.
It's www.youtube.com/user/pcarry12. Website is web.me.com/paulcarry/someguy_productions_techshop.
Damn!
How long is that?
Tiny URL.
yeah, you should, dude.
I've been wanting to do that sooner enough.
Gonna get your own domain. I'm gonna set up my DNS.
It is fairly recent that, so I am looking for a domain. So at some point I will.
Yeah, you should, dude. It's a very long URL.
But yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, you can follow me on Twitter. It's Brad Oz and Tech Webcast. Make sure you follow me on them two accounts and. And just before you go, Paul, where did your name come up with that, mate? Your YouTube name? Is that some sort of name?
PK12?
Yeah. Where did that come from? You make that up or what?
Well, PK was already taken, so I put two numbers at the end of it.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah, that was about it.
Isn't PK a shoeing?
Well, that was the most basic thing I could come up with. Put my first initial, my last name, and two numbers at the end of it.
Genius.
That's good, dude. That's good. All right, thanks for coming on, guys.
No worries. I feel like Sarah Underwood on Fuel TV.
Who's that?
Oh, never mind.
Sarah who? I don't know. Who's that?
She's this girl that's on Fuel TV that used to be in Playboy.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Check it out on Foxtel.
What's the name of the show again?
Fuel TV. It's just a channel.
Yeah, I know the channel, but what's the name of the show?
Oh, I don't know. It's just like they do reviews of games and stuff.
Oh, okay. Cool. All right. Thanks.
No worries.
Welcome to another weekly edition of Blister Podcast, blister57.com, .com.
It's your latest podcast, better get this shit done, better make it last. I got here, motherfucking blister from the past. 57 favorite weapon, yeah, we shaving off seconds. He's not wrecking the set, but he can talk about the technology, the monstrosity. He's telling the news you need, and if you wanna lose some sleep, you tune in. We got the Brad, the Bo, and the Glenn.